So this is the problem. And we don't even know all the con everything that's in the COVID vaccine. Not the, all the ingredients were not declared. You can find them on patents, but you have to become a patent hunter like David Martin to know what's in there, in the ingredients. So it's not necessarily the vaccine, it's also the adjuvants, excipients, whatever you want to call them, which are toxic to children. Heavy metals and toxic metals are neurotoxins for kids' brains.
So for people who have been exposed to these heavy metals, how do can we get rid of it? Does chelation work? If so, whether it's chelation or some other protocol, what would that protocol be?
So if people have been exposed to heavy metals, you can help remove them for sure. You have to do processes of detoxification. So initially, you really need to restore your intestinal integrity, your barrier, by changes in your diet. You have to change your diet. And not only do you have to go organic, but you need to maybe remove the inflammatory foods like gluten and dairy, occasionally soy. You have to remove them. You have to increase the microbes in your gut by eating more fiber. What microbes like veggies, onions, they love onions, eating those foods. You have to get your detox pathways open before you start removing heavy metals. So your detox pathways, your microbiome and your liver, and you want to do liver support, whether it's homeopathic, herbal liver support, whether you're doing Silymarin, homeopathics, which like chelidonium or lycopodium, or whatever route you need, it's best to work with a practitioner. And once you've done that and you're supporting your gut integrity lining, you're supporting your microbiome, your detox pathways are open, you're eating a nutrient-dense diet, likely taking some multivitamins and probiotic, you can start clearing metals out. You can start with food using things like cilantro, chlorella, as long as it's clean. You can use spirulina. And these are all heavy metal binders. If you want to go higher than that, you can use things like EDTA, orally, topically, rectally. And if you want to go higher than that and use drugs, you need to work with a practitioner and use DMSA or one of the heavy metal binders. And that should really be done with a practitioner. I think some of these metals can be pulled out of the brain, but boy, it ain't easy. And it takes many steps and over 1 to 2 years to get it done. I and most of my kids with autism who I've treated, I also use ionic foot baths. I think those help move out heavy metals, but not until I have a lot of these other systems regulation in place. Does that make sense to you, Michael?
Yes. No, it's a lot of great information. And just on a small detail, chlorella, you said if it's clean, what should we look out for when we're looking for a
Yeah, when
chlorella?
you if you purchase a chlorella, you want to make sure that that company tested it for heavy metals, because some of the because they're so good at binding heavy metals, you want to make sure that you're not taking a dose of heavy metals. So companies like BioPure is one. I have no stock in these companies. BioPure makes a chlorella. You want to make sure the chlorella is clean and not contaminated with heavy metals. Same thing with zeolite, which is a metal binder. You want to make sure the zeolite is not contaminated with heavy metals. Or if you're using bentonite clay or charcoal, that the companies are putting on the website what we call their spec sheets, looking for these heavy metal contaminants.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take an audience member question. Eileen K, please state where you're from and ask your question.
Yes, I'm from New Jersey. Hello, doctor. A friend of mine was vaccinated in her third shot with Pfizer in her 6th week of pregnancy. And the baby was born with osteogenesis imperfecta. Do you think that could be from the vaccine?
Yeah, absolutely. To give an immunomodulating genetically engineered product while a fetus is developing is direct genotoxicity. Absolutely. Now the baby's born with a genetic issue. I'm sorry. That's an awful disease.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's horrible. And when you look
It's
it up
horrible.
online, it says that it's passed down from the parents and that it's genetic and
Yeah.
hereditary. And
Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
so then
Yeah.
I thought maybe it isn't the shot, but okay.
No. Yeah, this was misdirected. You don't want to give anything to mom. And I'm careful about what vitamins I give mom in that first trimester.
Right.
The best vitamin and probiotic I can give. So that's the first 12 weeks is when all the organs in the fetus, it's a fetus, are developing. So you want to have minimal exposures. And so this baby, and so once the baby's formed, and if you gave the shot in the second or third trimester, they're still forming. It's not like they're still not forming. Yes, the organs are formed, but they're still growing and their cells are rapidly dividing. Cell division happens at an amazingly fast pace during fetal development. You know, babies go from 0 to, 8 pounds, right? In 10 weeks, 10 months. So absolutely, we know that the vaccine is genotoxic. We know in a paper that just came out recently that the pseudouridine that they use to formulate the spike protein is a carcinogen. And that just came out in a paper last week. Dr. Peter McCullough did a Substack on it. I read the paper and they've known it for 40 years that this pseudouridine and the mRNA technology in both Pfizer and Moderna vaccines is a carcinogen. So genotoxic and oncogenic potential there in that because of the way they formulated it, which was known. And you can see it on Dr. Peter McCullough's Substack if you want to look at the paper.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
So for people who want to recover their microbiome, what are like the simple first steps? What are the most important things that they could do? Because all this information could be, when you get too many details, we've got all these different people talking on all these different things, and you got to test for this and make sure you have that. And it gets extremely overwhelming. It can often become like a psychological barrier for people just getting started. What are some easy things to move people in the right direction on their health?
Of course. So first of all, reduce your stress. Stress negatively impacts the microbiome. So it's like, right, yeah, reduce my stress. I work, I have the kids, I'm shopping. I know. But if you're waiting to pick up your kid in the car, sit there, meditate for 3 minutes. You have to move. You have to move. This body was designed for movement. So before I talk about your diet, you've got to be decreasing your stress, whatever way that works for you, whether you're doing a detox bath, you're meditating, you're taking a walk in nature, you're doing some yoga, you're breathing in your car for 3 minutes before you pick up the kids. Whatever it is, take time to rebalance your sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems harmony. It can be 3 minutes a day, literally. If for those of you who like apps, you can get some of those meditation apps on your phone. And if for those of you who are so inclined. Okay. Number two is you got to sleep. So you got to shut your devices off an hour before sleep. If you're on your devices till you go to bed, they stimulate dopamine production and you may be not sleeping. Why? During sleep, your brain has a glymphatic system and that cleans out the bugs and all the other debris out of your brain. So you want to sleep. Number three is I would say organic food. If you're eating processed, ultra processed food, no matter what I did for you, no matter what brilliant therapeutic plan I did, you're going to relapse. So you've got to switch to organics and encourage every community, whether it's school lunch, your community, whether you're in a nursing home, you want to get them on organics. Does it cost more? Yeah. How do you reduce the cost? You cook. You buy in bulk and you cook. Rice and beans are cheap and they make a complete protein. Add a little bit of free range meat and herbs. Herbs are your buddy. I put cilantro in everything. I give cilantro to my chickens. I put that cilantro in everything I eat. Here in California, I can get an organic bunch of cilantro for $1.79 and I grow it in my yard. So cilantro is your friend. Love cilantro for those of you who don't think it tastes like soap. So what you eat matters. Get a simple water filter. Okay. You don't need to get the whole house reverse osmosis one. A simple carbon filter will do it depending on your finances. If your finances allow, get a more complete filter. You want to look for one that gets the fluoride out. Fluoride is a toxin. It is toxic. Get the fluoride out. So water filter. So what do I talk about? Talk about stress reduction, movement, adequate sleep, decreasing time on your devices, cook, 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 organic, 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 a simple water filter, loving relationships, clean up your caca garbage relationships, and laughter. Laughter takes you from your anxiety part of your brain and moves you into your prefrontal cortex and to allow you to be analytical. So we get you out of the reptilian brain of fear via laughing and move you forward. And if you do these simple things, you can begin to recover your health. Those microbes love veggies. They love oatmeal, onion. Onion is, inulin's their favorite food. Onions every day. I cook onions every day in my food. I make some onion. Every day I'm eating onion. For my microbes, I don't want to do probiotics. And last but not least, if you're handy dandy in the kitchen, I learned to be, I wasn't naturally, I learned to make sauerkraut. If you could have some, take some cabbage, a tablespoon of salt, you massage it with filtered water, you put it in a jar, make sure you sink it or it gets moldy. You check in a week, you've got sauerkraut. It's literally that easy. You eat some of that sauerkraut every day, it will restore your microbiome. And last but not least, yes, apple cider vinegar. Now, I know people now have bought Mrs. Bragg's. I think I heard Bill Gates was on it and made my skin crawl. That's just me. Anyway, apple cider vinegar. I use Mrs. Bragg's. And apple cider vinegar, you can put it in salad dressing. It's fermented apples. And it has acetobacter. Acetobacter is one of the microbes that has been shown to break down glyphosate. So a little bit of apple cider vinegar. You can drink it in your water. Be careful of your teeth. Don't drink too much. Put it in your salad dressing with a little bit of organic olive oil. In your beautiful salad with some beets, red cabbage, put cilantro, put spinach in there. You should be eating that. You could put some raw cashews in it if you can't eat cashews. And you can, and I put some tahini in mine, sesame, super, super healthy. Fats are your friend. Decrease carbs, eat fat, healthy fat, butter. Butter's your friend. Organic raw when you can. And so by starting to change your diet, you will change your microbes. And you're giving them the food they need to eat. If the microbes don't have food, they'll start to digest the mucus in your intestinal lining. So what was a beneficial microbe can become pathogenic. You have to feed the bugs. And so you have to get off the processed food. Eating out is a drag. Very few restaurants even produce organic food, unless you know some in your neighborhood. We only have a very few here in crunchy California here. And in my neck of the woods, if there's so few, I don't know what's in your neck of the woods. So I eat out less and less and less.
Now, so we've got about 3 minutes left, just as a heads up. So, and I know when you were saying cooking, I think that was kind of shorthand for saying prepare your own food, don't buy processed food. What are your thoughts on raw food? A lot of people suggest eating, you know, raw plants, that we're killing certain types of nutrients off when we're actually cooking at a certain temperature. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, I support raw, eat a salad. The only foods that there's just a couple of vegetables that are better cooked, like carrots. Yeah, they're more nutritious cooked. The rest of them are better raw. But what and this is not a plug for Salad Masters, it's a type of cookware. I invested in this cookware over a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, and it cooks on low heat. So if you're going to cook your veggies, you want to cook on low heat. And Salad Master has this technology where you can cook at like 190 degrees, which retains the nutrients. So I cook all my food in this special cookware to make it retain the nutrients, and it comes out delicious. It's a titanium steel cookware. It's beautiful. I cook more now than when my kids were little. They're grown up now because of what I keep learning, like you. Here at conferences like this, the need for cooking. So I cook my breakfast. I try to eat my dinner raw, as many raw veggies as I can. And when I snack, I try to snack on some raw veggies with hummus that you could easily make yourself from garbanzo beans or stuff like that. And I combine. But I try to really get off the hey, I like processed foods too. I can't even go near the potato chip aisle. Okay. I stay clear of it. If it's in your house, chances are excellent you're going to eat it. Don't buy it. Yes, Salad Master. Salad Master's been around since the 1930s. And they make this line, a cookware line, Salad Masters. They have a website and the cookware is amazing. It's expensive, but worth it. Because how many times do you want to buy cookware in your life? I wish I had bought this years ago. I have every kind of cookware in there. I have All-Clad, Le Creuset. I have cast iron pans. And by far, this tested the best. Salad Masters is my cookmare. Yes, Salad Master. And they have a website and they will do a demo for you. I mean, it's like people don't like it because it's mostly women selling cookware to women. And it's like Tupperware. I say, well, I don't mind it. I don't mind buying it from other women selling the product. And it's guaranteed for the existence of the cookware. It has a lifetime guarantee.
And most importantly, I think to our participants, you said something about it being tested. So it was tested because I know, like, you know, there's the non-stick and then that has the chemicals in it. Then there's the ceramic, which may not be enough.
Yes, they will test your cookware for you. I had them come over to my house and they tested my cookware using boiling some baking soda in your pans, and they tasted terrible because they absorb out the toxic metals in the cookware. Even my All-Clad, which is was as expensive, even my Le Creuset, which I would like saved up for a year to buy. I was like, what? So the cook it didn't happen with the Salad Masters technology, which is a steel titanium super hardcore, and when you cook with it, when it starts clicking, when it reaches a certain temperature, you lower the heat, you cook at a super low heat, and it cooks super quick. It's amazing cookware. My whole and I go to their cook they offer cooking classes. I go to their cooking classes once a month when I can, when I'm not working, and I've learned so much. I've learned more about cooking at this stage of my life. I wish I knew when my kids were little. I didn't. Okay, I was working. You know, I grew up on canned food. I thought veggies came from cans when I was a kid. I had a 50s mom. Mom, no offense, I love you, but just saying. Okay, they do not come from cans. And I try and grow my own. I've got stuff growing out there in my garden. Grow your own. And if you live in the city, you can grow herbs in your windowsill. I'm from the Lower East Side, New York City, folks. You can grow those herbs right in your windowsill.
Great. Thank you so much. That concludes our time. So thank you so much for all the information that you shared with us. We can unmute the audience so they can share their appreciation as well.
Yeah, cool.
Thank you.
Very informative.
Thank you very much. Thank you.